started with a kiss. It's 20 minutes to 8 with Matt Woodley in for Mel Osborne on your Saturday Breakfast Show. Come on then, as promised, let's go off to the Tamar Valley now, shall we, and learn a little bit more about some really climate-positive steps that they're currently taking in that area. As part of their sustainability pledge, they've launched a green tourism programme, which will encourage visitors to reduce their own environmental footprints. Let's talk more about it with Sarah Bartlett. Sarah is from Visit Tamar Valley. Morning, Sarah. How's it looking in the valley this morning?
Good morning, Matt. Well, I'm privileged because the view from my office window looks right down the valley. I can see a Costa car green, and on a good day, I can see the tops of our two iconic bridges as well. So I'm in prime position to monitor what's going on in the Tamar Valley.
Even
weather-wise,
I was going to say, even when it's grey and really misty, yeah, it's still it's still beautiful, isn't it? Tell us more,
it absolutely
then.
Is.
Tell us more about the aim of this green tourism programme that I've mentioned.
Okay, well, we know that sustainability is important. There's no surprises there, but it's important not only for businesses, but also for visitors. So, in fact, we also know that a tourism business's green credentials can influence a huge proportion of booking decisions. In fact, last year, Booking.com research found that a whopping 76% of travellers wanted to travel more sustainably, and 43% were willing to pay extra to do so. So, with the help of National Lottery funding and the support of the Tamar Valley National Landscape, Visit Tamar Valley is sponsoring a task force of tourism businesses for 2 years onto the Green Acorn Scheme. Now, these ambassadors, as we've called them, they're going to strive to achieve the Green Acorn Award themselves, but also work with fellow businesses, helping them to develop their own green initiatives. So our ambassador team will also, as you said at the top, they'll also encourage their own customers to think green when they visit. So Collectively, we can create sustainable behaviours right across the area.
So what, when we're talking about sustainable behaviours, what would we mean by that? Do we bring our own coffee cup and, you know, the coffee shop won't give us a cardboard one? Electric car charging points and no plastic bags, what does it mean?
Yeah, all of the above and more, actually. That's one of the aims of the programme, is to share ideas, come up with ideas and share them and see how they can be deployed both in business, but also share them with your customers to see what customers can do. And actually on our website, we've got a few pieces of content there that give visitors ideas as to what they can do to be environmentally sensitive, you know, when they're here. So, yeah, everything you've said and more, really, even the simplest interventions can make a huge difference collectively.
Yeah. When we talk about the Tamar Valley, Sarah, because I often visit more of the northern part of the Tamar. You know, you've got the Tamar Lakes, the upper lakes, the lower lakes, in the kind of northern part of the valley, where it's virtually a stream, the Tamar there. I mean, which part of the Tamar do you look after? Is it the whole section?
That's a really interesting question. I mean, up until, I would say, the creation and opening of the Tamara Coastway, which broadly follows the route of the River Tamar from source to sea, or the other way around, actually, it's from sea to source, if you look at the book. We focus predominantly on the Tamar Valley south of Launceston, I would say, and broadly in line with Tamar Valley National Landscapes remit, if you like. But since the Tamara Coastway is open, we now really legitimately go all the way up to the source of the Tamar and to the northern coast.
Wow. Do you know where the exact source is? Sorry, I'm going slightly off topic here, Sarah. But it fascinates me, the Tamar. When the Earth began, whatever your beliefs are, whether it's God, Big Bang, whatever it might be, when the Earth began, why on Earth did the River Tamar think, hang on a minute, I'm nearer to the Atlantic than I am the English Channel, so the water that I produce, I'm going to flow, I don't know, towards Morwenstow or, you know, Kilkempton or somewhere that way. But no, it had to flow all the way down between Devon and Cornwall and create the Tamar, which is beautiful, I'm not complaining, but it just seems, I don't know, quite bizarre. Sorry, I've gone off topic. What do you think?
No, that's okay. I think if you're into myths and legends, then I suggest you have a look for the the story of Tamara. So it's a legend about the three great rivers and how the River Tamar came to being. That also is on our website. I think it's in a blog somewhere, but it's a lovely little story about the three rivers. Yeah, I do. It's the story of Tamara.
Okay.
Yeah, well, let's have a look.
So, I was going to say, how do we get involved? And give us that website address, because I want to go and have a look. Because, like I say, I'm fascinated by the whole of the Tamar Valley and how it came into being.
Yeah, definitely. So, our website is www.visittamarvalley.co.uk. From the angle of our green tourism programme, you'll find a green travel tab on there, and at the bottom of that list, the green tourism programme's there.
Good stuff. Sarah, we ought to check in with you again, I think, in a few months' time, just to see how it's going. And also, you know, the visitors to the valley. And, you know, let's not forget, I know we're out of the summer season, but, you know, it's still busy at weekends. You've got lots of locals that want to visit and, you know, just have that outdoor space. And evidently, the Tamar Valley is a go-to area for that. So it'd be great to check in with you to see how it's going. Are you okay with that? Can we give you another call?
Yeah, definitely. I'd love that because, of course, our eight ambassador businesses are going to be busy, you know, coming up with and implementing green measures in their own businesses and sharing those with their customers. So we would love for you to check back with us on progress. And, of course, towards the end of next year, we'll be working on a green tourism charter for the Tamar Valley area as well. So we'd love for you to check back on the progress of that one too.
Smashing, we will. And many thanks for joining us. Sarah Bartlett there. 1,000-mile challenge.